From the same launch pad that sent the first moonwalkers to space in 1969, the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket took off for orbit Sunday morning. Inside, 5,500 pounds of resupply cargo and an experiment that began in a biology classroom at MSU.
The International Space Station introduces a really new and exciting platform for us to use for biology research.
That's Danielle Gibson. She and Will Casto are seniors in Kraft Academy, which allows select high school students to take college courses full-time. Their undertaking involving the effect of microgravity conditions on smooth muscle cells could give health researchers a better understanding of issues that have a big impact on Kentucky and the Appalachian region.
Smooth muscle lines, human arteries and veins, so it plays a very important role in conditions such as hypertension, and as we all know here in eastern Kentucky, hypertension is a very prevalent issue facing Appalachia and its people.
According to a 2015 report from the United Health Foundation, hypertension, otherwise known as high blood pressure, plagues 40.3% of males and 37.9% of females in Kentucky.
The better we understand the contraction and the contractile mechanism, the better we can manipulate it, control it, hopefully for the benefit of not only Kentuckians, but people across the globe.
That was Will Casto. He and Gibson both attended the launch at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The students started the project about a year ago in the classroom of Dr. Michael Fultz, biology professor and health researcher at MSU.
So this is truly original research that, you know, may pave the way for potential drug development later down the road.
Jennifer Carter, assistant director of academic services for Kraft, connected the trio with Space Tango, a Lexington-based research institute which designed and engineered the containment vessel for the experiment. It was blasted into space at 9:39 Sunday morning from Launch Pad 39A. It is expected to reach the International Space Station Wednesday. For Morehead State Public Radio News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.